Shelley, another erot accident. Shasita is a big of a broken seat. And Ravana is a Jivatma. The Jiva can attach the big of a broken seat. But I can tell you the history of Sita Devi from outside. This is explained in one of the Puranas. Once Indra was an idea, he was discussing it as a movie. Indra always has some different kinds of ideas, different kinds of crazy ideas. But he was sharing with another movie, that he said that this is the Supreme Personality of God. This is very powerful. All the scriptures say that. And they were fully convinced about that. The Krishna is very powerful. And they say, I also accept Krishna is very powerful, but Shiva is also very powerful. So why not have a fight between Shiva and Krishna? The sea is more powerful. Now, when it's right, you have to look at the nose. You know, that would be great, you know. That's the right thing with my picture. Is that idea? He said, okay, that's right. Then, what are they? Well, actually, Indra went to my sloka, Ola. And when he was working, he said, Indra, you are so good. If I don't get into the no, you don't have any good intention. I will just see how Shiva. Say, you are into the Shiva, I'm calling the Shiva the proposal. The Lord Shiva said, what kind of proposal is this? I have to fight it with you? He said, yes, that's what is that, please. And the Lord Shiva said, okay, you know, this is going to be victorious. The Lord will be this will be victorious. First thing you are wanting, so I did try. Then Narada Muni called Vishnu. Vishnu said, what kind of idea that this Indra has? Why are you trying to go to Shiva? He said, no, you want to see the house. He said, good idea. Vishnu said, the next week you are sitting with Shiva. Vishnu said, no, it's a brilliant idea. I want to see also the fight between you and Shiva. Then Vishnu said, what do you want to do now? I want then the end of the fight was that Vishnu cannot fight with his own weapon. Means he cannot be Vishnu as a chakra. And all that. Vishnu was told that you have to manifest a bow for your Shiva, a similar kind of bow for Vishnu. So the name of the bow of Vishnu is Chakrapa, and the name of the bow of Vasudeva is Manasyapa. And both of them are expecting with that, and at last, Shiva surrendered. And somehow or other, this Mahesh-chapa was surrendered to the king of Mithila and the Mahesh. And the king of Mahesh got the big book, very heavy. And in the explanation of the Purana, in order to carry that book, you need 3,000 people. And 3,000 people can carry it for 1 minute. And then you have to take rest. Like that. Very heavy. And they stole that Lord Maharaj has taken that gold in their space. One day, Sita Devi was walking flowers in the garden and she saw some flowers in a big tree. And because Sita Devi was small, she could not touch those trees, those flowers. And she was searching for something so that she can plant the flowers. And she entered into a room where that house, that household was put. And she opened that glass case and put that moisture and went into the garden, took flowers, and kept the moisture putting in that glass case. The one minister of Jalapurna saw this scene and immediately fell over the ground. And after he gave his consciousness, he reported to Lord Maharaj that you, Bapa Sita Devi, just picked up that the Master of the Holy Fire was him. And he could believe that some father was also able to report it. And finally, the Master had to believe that he had to be able that one of the Master was that. Then he asked him that he did. So he took away that the Master was using it as a copy back. He thought he did. This is not using it for feeling. He said, I take it back. But the Master had a problem. And what kind of strength he has. So, to get a husband for her, that husband has to be really powerful. Otherwise, if she embraces that husband, how will he die? So, I think that he should be equally powerful. So, then, Balamara has a system. If anybody wants to marry Sita Devi, then he has to string the book to make that book, then he can be allowed to marry Sita Devi. That's why my answer is okay, we'll go to the book and we are allowed to marry Sita Devi. So that was the power of Sita Devi. So how Ravana can sing about one slap of Sita Devi and go to the 10 years of Ravana? He cannot, he cannot. But why? Nothing. Because Lord, when he used to perform pastimes, he used to be treated very dramatically. So, we wanted to have everything very dramatically so that we can absorb ourselves in the pastimes of the Lord. He goes now on the long, on. So, he wanted to make it very dramatic. And another point is given, while Ramchandra was in Damodar in the forest, the Sita, who people were moving with her, they would have gone. That was Saya Sita. And one of those Sita was kept in the Astrodita, only the fire god. So, what Ravana did have was Saya Sita. His name originally Sita. And it also then you can get that from the Brahman wanted to feel that. And because of that, he was supposed to be healing. Very pleased, that's what the comfort. Master was Ramadan, and Ram did that. And Ravana was healed. And another reason why Sita Devi was killed, this is the external reason to show that when someone is attacked, to avoid and does not discriminate according to the eyes of Shastra, then it is a problem in itself. So, although the soul has told Ram, don't go behind his ear. This is a minor deal. This is not the real thing. So, Rakshita has come. But Ram did not hear Rakshita. And Sita Devi also not. The center of the world. And because of that, we have to test through all these consequences. The lesson from this is that when you don't hear from Guru, then you have problems in your life. So, Han, although the Supreme Master of the Lord is by his master in the soul of the world, always try to see through the eyes of Guru and Sasha. Otherwise, we have difficulty in our life. And another lesson from this master is that internal reason, Ramchandra wanted that Sita should be taken as an island. Because Ram wanted to experience the people of the world in Kansuga life. So, Kansuga has two aspects. One is Kansuga, one is different. Samudra is union of the lovers. And Vipra is separation. So what Ramchandra was enjoying, the mood of Samudra, they were thinking to establish the highest principle of Vipra and Ramchandra. Lord Ramchandra has been Krishna in jail. Rather, the people of Sita were running, and both Ram and Sita were experiencing the people of the Ram within the highest measure in this situation. So, in that way, whatever Lord Ramchandra does, whatever Krishna does, both and so, to show the world was a high principle of spiritual practice. So, by this offering, Lord Ramchandra would establish the highest principle of bhakti, the people of the Ram, of the spiritual world. And it is said here that all the time to give them the property of Lord Ram is in his religion. The religion is not a property of us anyway. But even if we think this is my property, so when it is coming in the comfort in our life, same Sankosha will be taken away. If it is not taken away, the life time at the time of death, it will be taken away, right? So therefore it is a lesson that we should not be attached to the money. And if it acts like a custodian of the money, it will be a situation. But in a custodian, then we should engage that money in the service of the master. Otherwise, what will happen? You become attached and you return back to the world again to enjoy this money, which is not the property of yours. But that here is a chitam from the earth alive. But generally, that realization comes when you die. Then again, you come back, again, you think it's our money, then again, you die. Again, it is not like that process going on. But the realized soul tries to realize that this money does not belong to me. Therefore, everything should be engaged in the service of God. So, we are at a small story in the class. There is a king. So, this king was a very bad king. And his kingdom was a very promising kingdom, and the citizens were very happy also. Somehow or other, when everything was nice, he forgot the reality of life. So on such a day, and he went to the palace of the king. And Sadhu Paul, my dear king, he was the news. Then people were very upset. So, bad news. Everything is good in my kingdom. Everybody is happy. I am happy, they are happy. What's the bad news? So that means is that we are going to die very soon. So in this time, he said, well, you forget that you have to die one day. This king also forgot that he has to die. Everybody will also know why he has to die. Then by seeing his face, the salvation of the Lord was said, he said, okay, even if you die after your death, you will go to heavenly time. You go to good place. Then I'm going to be happy boy, then you have to die, so after that I'm going to be a good place. Then the father said, there's a problem in Angelica. What is the problem? He said, there are a lot of mosquitoes in Angelica. So I never heard, I only heard mosquitoes in this planet. So there is also mosquitoes. He said, yes. The mosquito, there's no problem. So there is a mosquito in Angelica. He said, no problem, here I also use mosquito net, there also use mosquito net. He said, no, there is some more problem. What is the problem? A mosquito net is there in the religion, right? That mosquito net has many holes. So what to do? The mosquito went up. The son said, no problem. You can use for making a mistake, the simple holes, and then the problem is gone. Then he said, okay, no problem. The son said, no, still there is a problem. What is the problem? The problem is that within and five days of doubling will have been a problem. Then what to do? Then what will you do? Then he said, no problem. When you die, there are a lot of material threats in this world. You take one of those and go to the heavenly kingdom. The problem is solved. By telling that, the son left. Then he was very happy. Then after some time, he realized, How do you like to get a little bit? I guess I cannot tell you anything. Let me call the Sadhu again. I said, my dear Sadhu, that's also because of food. I said, what? I don't think there's no more that I can carry in the last day. I cannot tell you anything. I said, really? You're spending your whole life. What about your wealth? Are you a generation? Next generation? 24th generation? 100th generation? If you cannot carry anything, would you? I said, no, I cannot carry anything. So I just gave a point to you to improve. And what you know is that nothing is to you. Your sight of you will attack you in the way you shall not carry. Because your living and fear you will not carry. Or to talk about other words. Right now, you will attack you in the way you shall carry. You will just say, that will be destroyed. That is the only earth that will be ready for this world. Everything belongs to Krishna, except Krishna Bhakti. Krishna Bhakti is the only of the living entity. So therefore, as you accumulate that wealth, if you can carry beyond your death. And that is the purpose of human form of life. If you accept to the world, yes, that wealth is your Krishna Bhakti. And when you will be king, you have been successful in that profit, then you have been what is your self-worth in the world? And that is the process of Krishna consciousness. It's an approach for us again and again in this whole profession of Bhagavad Gita. It's trying to teach us even that aspect from the devotional service of Krishna. That is the definition of life. And that is the only way we can be detached from any of this world. There is no other way we can be detached. Otherwise, so for attachment and detachment of this world is the two sides of the same thing. Your detachment is attachment to the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of God. And that is the real wealth we can have, and that is the only way of the Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare
I very much appreciate your stories. They're very informative, instructive, and it captures the imagination to understand those instructions. And I very much like your story about the miser who took in the water, he could not swim because he lost one golden fun. So I was imagining ahead what is the meaning of that story, why he's not taking the hand. And I was thinking, maybe because he had that coin in his hand. So he couldn't reach to the other hand, he couldn't let go of that coin. But anyway, also informative, I very much appreciate that. Thank you very much. Okay.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. He shared with the which one of us has said that the Shari seat is on the beginning and the end of the that is not
I think this is all the only one and right one, let me tell you. All the two Puranas in this world. My Purana or Agni Purana, something like that. Shastra, which one? Master Purana? Master Purana. Very well. Ladies, so much again. Chance. Very well.
Thank you. I was wondering, is insurance anything for Lakshmi to Krishna? If insurance is anything for Lakshmi to Krishna?
Yes, what? Good question. Insurance is to some extent what the DSL is about. That's the end of the story. You get 25% of the money as insurance for future emergencies in Israel. If you report that you have some legal cases in the same, you don't have to fight that. They thought that there should be some money for the emergencies. So he put some money for the emergencies for the BSL level. We all know that. He put some money for the emergencies. Okay.
I have no problem with that at all. I'm very grateful for the blessings I have in my life, so please understand when I couch this. It's very easy to talk about the householder students, but I'm very happy here. In fact, in the second canto, when she was talking about Ram and Skin and Caesar, for the householder, he says, Ram went all the way to Ram to the trouble of gathering an army to save her. He could have expanded and had millions of Caesars, but he did the duty of the householder protecting what he said. So that's the lesson for the householder, not carrying the householder army. Yukatarangi is a real easy word to come off the lips and the tongue. Sometimes when the devotees have wants a well, the question arises, some sannyasis have transparency, and those that don't have it say, hey, I have this much money, and this is how I spend it every day. And then others, I don't know this because most of us seem to be envious and you shouldn't know, you might not realize, Papa has so much money, he spent it all in the service of Krishna. So I guess I'm just saying, do you have any words of advice for those who might be in another ashram who do come across money? You know, is it the same principle?
I think it's very clear that the housing lesson for anger. And they can't give some money. And other ashram was a big. The same money is a big for his money. And this is a big for the housing also to give for the services. But the services for the show think that that money belongs to me. That money belongs to this man. And the whole thing, the sannyasis should not have their own money. The business should be that they work for society. Everything belongs to Krishna. Everything belongs to Krishna. So whatever money they have, they should be one guest in the service of the Lord for you. And they should not hear any personal preferences of any money. And that is against the rule of sannyasis or devotees. That's the lesson I learned from the Guru and from the Guru. And I think that's what this can be. And nobody can change this can be. If someone doesn't do that, that's their problem. But that does not change the principle of the institution. So, thank you. Thank you. I'm going to go to the next one.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm I'm going to go to the hospital. I'm Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.